Hello, I'm Prophet Russ with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Intercessors Update for August 7, 2026. The great evangelist Dwight L. Moody once said, "Every great movement of God can be traced to a kneeling figure." As intercessors, we do not view national and global news with anxiety. We view it through the lens of Scripture, taking our place in prayer to release kingdom authority and intercede for our nation and the world. Our opening report centers on shifting leadership dynamics in the Middle East, where Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian acknowledged extreme difficulty in communicating with Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei amid ongoing health concerns, even as regional draft agreements regarding transit through the Strait of Hormuz await final authorization. For our prayer, we ask the Lord to grant supernatural wisdom and discernment to our president, military planners, and national security leaders during this period of leadership uncertainty in Tehran. We petition for an impenetrable shield of protection over all American service members deployed throughout the region, asking God to guide all diplomatic and security measures to protect innocent lives and secure global trade. For our warfare declaration, we stand in kingdom authority against the spirits of deception, covert hostility, and regional war operating in the Middle East. We decree that every surprise plot against American forces and our allies is exposed and dismantled, and we speak God's order and stability over international waters. Second, domestic immigration enforcement and policy shifts took center stage as the White House issued executive orders aimed at curbing birth tourism and instructing federal agencies to tighten application processing rules for green cards and work visas. For our prayer, we petition the Lord for wisdom, justice, and integrity in our nation's legal and immigration systems. We pray for protection and discernment over our Border Patrol agents, immigration officers, and court personnel as they uphold national sovereignty and enforce the rule of law. For our warfare declaration, we take authority over the spirits of lawlessness, open border confusion, and human trafficking networks. We decree that America's boundaries are secure, that truth and order govern our national policies, and that God's protection rests over our land. Third, unexpected economic developments surfaced today as federal labor reports revealed an unexpected drop of 23,000 jobs last month, sparking intense debates among market analysts and policymakers regarding interest rate decisions and national economic growth. For our prayer, we ask for divine wisdom to saturate our national economic leaders and policymakers as they navigate shifting market conditions. We pray for financial stability, employment opportunities, and supernatural provision for working families navigating living costs across our country. For our warfare declaration, we break the assignment of economic fear, stagnation, and financial manipulation over our nation. We declare that God's people are supernaturally sustained, and we decree stability, growth, and prosperity over our domestic economy. Fourth, severe summer weather patterns continue to impact eastern states, where sweltering heat waves and aggressive thunderstorm fronts have triggered widespread flash flood warnings and high wind alerts across multiple regions. For our prayer, we pray for the safety and protection of homeowners, travelers, and families in the path of these severe storms. We ask the Lord to give physical strength, protection, and vigilance to first responders, emergency personnel, and utility workers managing local storm damage. For our warfare declaration, we take authority over the spirits of atmospheric chaos, sudden environmental destruction, and flash flooding. We speak peace over our weather patterns, decreeing that floodwaters recede quickly and that God's hedge of protection covers our homes and communities. Fifth, federal cybersecurity agencies issued updated national advisories following reports of advanced zero-click email vulnerabilities and covert digital targeting aimed at critical communication infrastructure and government systems. For our prayer, we ask the Lord to place an impenetrable digital and physical shield around our nation's information networks, utility grids, and government communications. We pray for supernatural insight and vigilance for cybersecurity experts and intelligence officers as they identify and neutralize digital threats. For our warfare declaration, we bind the spirits of cyber terror, foreign subversion, and digital sabotage aimed against our homeland. We decree that every covert digital intrusion is exposed and thwarted before harm can occur, declaring God's protection over our public infrastructure. This has been the Intercessor's Daily Update, and I'm Russ Walden. Visit fathersheartministry.net to access our free prophetic resources, read the daily prophetic word, or support the work. Let me know how these updates are helping your prayer time at russellwalden@gmail.com. Keep praying and keep standing strong.